Text numéro 30. French dining staple is losing its place at the table. The French, it seems, are falling out of love. Not with free healthcare or short work weeks or long vacations in August, but with bread. The average Frenchman these days eats only half a baguette a day compared with almost a whole baguette in 1970 and more than three in 1900. Women, still the main shoppers in most families, eat about a third less than men, and young people almost 30% less than a decade ago. The decline is so worrisome that Observatoire du Pain, the bakers and millers lobby, started a nationwide campaign in June that champions bread as promoting good health, good conversation and French civilization. Eating habits are changing, said a co-president of the lobby. People are too busy or work too late to go to the bakery. Teenagers are skipping breakfast. Bread is ceding its place on the table to rivals like breakfast cereals, pasta and rice. France may still enjoy the highest density of independent bakeries in the world, 32,000, but in 1950 there were 54,000. According to Stephen L. Kaplan, an American historian whom even the French consider the world's foremost authority on French bread, bread making has followed two trends in the last century: a steady decline in the quality of most products and the emergence of a new breed of artisanal bakers devoted to excellence and tradition. The decline in quality started in 1920 with the transition from slow bread making with a sourdough base to a quick process using yeast. Mechanisation in the 1960s contributed to the making of bread that lacked taste and aroma. The trend began to reverse itself in the 1980s. French millers provided bakers with a better flour and more marketing support. Then, in 1993, the government came to the rescue with a decree that created a special designation, the bread of French tradition, that bread has to be made exclusively with flour, salt, water and leavening, no additives. The tradition, as it is called, is more expensive than the ordinary baguette, which uses additives, a fast-rising process and mechanisation, and accounts for about 75% of the country's bread sales. The methods for making the two breads are not at all the same, said Philippe Levin, a baker in Paris's 9th arrondissement on the right bank with 25 years in the business. The secret to making a good tradition is time, time, time. Fermentation is very, very slow. The aromas, the sugar, have to emerge. It takes a good 3.5-4 hours from start to finish. Mr. Kaplan said, "We need to talk about bread as an object of pleasure. We need to celebrate breads that make your taste buds dance." Adapted from the New York Times, July 2013.